twice for All-State selection and three-time All-Conference player, there's more, you received seven D1 offers.
Welcome to Hoop Chuck Basketball Podcast, where it's all about raising your game so your coach won't think you're lame. And now your host, Moses and Troy Horn.
What is up, everybody?
Hi.
And it is Monday morning again. Do you like that?
Well, why again?
Because every time we come out, it's Monday morning or Monday or Friday morning.
Yeah, this isn't new.
Until we forget or we get caught up in a game and I don't edit the episode and
it doesn't come out
until like Wednesday or Thursday. So, how was your weekend, man?
It was good.
What'd you do? Played a couple games.
Right? Yeah.
And then we just left the gym, actually, Sunday night, so I have to edit this really early or really late. Yeah. Then you played some games.
You could have said, like, we just came back from the gym Friday evening.
No, you know? That's lying. I don't lie, dude.
You sure?
Yeah, I am. Are you sure?
Positive?
I am positive. Wait, when did I lie about something?
I don't want to put you on the air.
Go ahead, put me on the air.
I'm trying to think. That's why I'm saying I don't want to put you on the air.
So don't put me on the air if you can't put me on the air. Anyway, so it's Friday.
I lied when I was in fifth grade about taking me to the gym.
Oh, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so it's Monday morning for you. And today we have on Coach Matt Barnett.
Yes.
This guy's a monster.
I didn't think he was that big, much of a monster until I was like reading down the questions before the thing, and I was
before
like
the interview.
Yeah, the interview, and I was like, whoa.
So you just thought he's just this dude who just shot in the gym, and he works out with you, and does your
shooting coach
and stuff like that, and you just thought, oh, he's just a guy that hits a shot every once in a while. He's pretty good, nice tall guy. He probably
I knew he played, and I knew he was good, but I didn't think he was like.
Like dominating, like holding records all over the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, like getting buckets. Oh, yeah, there you go. Everyone that you're around, man, you gotta do your homework so you know that they are like monsters, like Matt. So, anyways, Matt, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for doing this interview. In this episode, we talk about his journey through basketball and we talk about Panorama Institute Summer Basketball Camp.
Yes.
Which is on our summer basketball camp list, which if you haven't gotten, go ahead and go to hoopchalk.com/summercamp and download your free summer camp list, where we review all the summer camps that you've gone to. Actually, not all of them. We review the top 8 ones that we liked.
Yeah.
And we leave the other ones out, because you've gone to like 30 camps or something like that over your whole basketball career. Isn't that kind of crazy? Probably more. I was just guesstimating.
Maybe guesstimating?
Yes, guesstimating. You have all these little gems I need to just throw at you that you haven't heard before. Anyway,
really, tell me.
That's what I'm saying. Guesstimating was one. What was last week? Straight from the horse's mouth.
I thought you said, like, did you just say little gems or little gems or what?
Gems, like G-E-M-S. Gems.
You say it like gym.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Doesn't he? Like,
no. Well, this sounds the same. Gem and Jim sound the same.
No, Gem and Jim do not sound the same.
Anyway, if you would like to get a download of the top 8 summer basketball camps that we've already reviewed, you can go to hoopchalk.com/summercamp. Again, that's hoopchalk.com/summercamp. And we actually talk about this camp. And actually, because we've been rambling for a long time, we should probably just go ahead and go to the interview, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Without further ado, here is Coach Matt Barnett on Hoop Chalk.
I think you were waiting for me to say something. Anyway, on to the podcast.
Bye. Or let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hoop Chalk Basketball Podcast. We are in the gym. Yes. My name is Troy Horn. I'm here with
Moses Horn.
And today we have Coach Matt Barnett. Thank you so much for hopping on with us and doing this podcast with us today. Could you introduce the audience to yourself and tell us a little bit about your basketball journey? And we like to call this our who you are and why we should listen to you moment.
Sure, yeah. So I'm Matt Barnett. I'm a Colorado native here. Grew up playing basketball in Castle Rock, Colorado. Came out of Douglas County High School back in 1994.
Nice.
Moved up to just up the road to Fort Collins. Played all 4 years and started all 4 years at Colorado State University under Coach Stu Morrill, who has just recently retired from coaching at Utah State. After that, I stayed an extra year, got my degree. Was an assistant coach under Richie McKay at the time. Then went overseas and played in New Zealand for a season.
Nice.
Enjoyed that, came back, and kind of started my journey of teaching and kind of developing kind of a brand of basketball around the state.
Nice, nice.
You are a beast, top 50 to ever play the game in Colorado. You were selected twice for All-State selection and three-time All-Conference player. There's more. You received 7 D1 offers. At CSU, you were ranked 3rd in rebounding. At CSU all-time. 4th at CSU in assists all-time. You were the only player to record over 800 points, 700 rebounds, and 300 assists. And you went on to play pro in New Zealand, where you averaged 21 points and 10 rebounds a game, and led them to the NZBL title. What's the Matt Barnett secret sauce?
Well, Mo, I mean, honestly, the secret sauce is just loving the game. Nice. Ever since I was a little kid, I just loved to be in the gym, play all the time. I was fortunate enough to grow up where my father was a high school basketball coach in this state. And he is a very successful, very well-known coach in this state. And he took me in the gym everywhere, and I was able to just play hoops nonstop. I used to get in actual trouble for missing my curfew because I was at the gym, you know, doing things I wasn't supposed to. So I just love to play the game. I just love to be around people who love to play the game. I watch the game of basketball. So, you know, I just fell in love with the basketball game. You know, there's no real secret to success if you love what you do.
Nice, nice. So you played overseas and worked with, in currently you work with like NBA players, WNBA players, college players. If you can share with us some of the, more of the game secrets of what quality you say is consistent in most of the players that reach that level of basketball, what would you say is that, you know, would it be the love of the game, or, I mean?
Yeah, you know, obviously you have to have a love of the game,
because right.
At that level, it turns into a job.
Mm.
But next most important thing is just their work ethic. They are here ready to work out every single time. You know, whether they're having a good day or a bad day, they know it's their job. And yeah, you know, at the end of you know, their whole career, they want to be able to look back and say, hey, you know what, I gave everything I could to be the best I possibly could. You know, I've worked with guys who got drafted in the first round. I've worked with people who have gone undrafted, and all of them across the board seem to be people who constantly work hard. They share a passion for the love of the game. You know, in just, you know, obviously to make it to the super high level, you know, there's some physical attributes that you have to have, but the constant is always just loving it and working hard.
Nice.
So what was it like growing up in a quote-unquote non-basketball state when you did it?
Well, I mean, Colorado isn't a exact hotbed for college basketball players, but ironically, at the time when I came out, I believe we had over 20 players go Division I
wow.
that year.
What?
And, you know, right behind us was Mr. Big Shot himself. So,
yeah.
Basketball was doing well when I came out from high school to go to college. And, you know, all the players around the state, when we had each other's phone numbers, you know, we didn't have cells and all that kind of stuff. We didn't have the Snapchat, the Instagram, you know, so, you know, we just call each other up and say, hey, where are you playing this weekend? And we'd all show up and play. So, you know, Colorado really isn't known as a big time, you know, college producing state. But back when I was coming out, we had some very good players. We had some people who went pretty big. So
yeah,
it was cool.
So, I mean, just how does that happen? I mean, like, well, how is the attention coming? I mean, just out of curiosity, do you know? Or
You know, I don't know. You know, we had, you know, there was, at the time, we had a lot of big guys.
Okay.
You know, so my club team in specific, we started 6'11". 6'9", 6'8", 6'5", 6'3", was our starting club team.
Okay.
You know, Carlos Daniel came out of Fairview High School at the time. Pat Garrity was down in Colorado Springs at the time, went to Notre Dame, Big East player of the year, played in the NBA for a long time.
Yeah.
Ted Kritzel was down there, went to CU. You know, Carlos went and played at Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, there was a lot of talent.
Okay.
You know, I must have been something in the water. But yeah, you know, it's just one of those things where that year, that particular year, we had a lot of talent coming out. You know, even the year before that and the year after me, Colorado was hot there for a while.
Okay. That's cool. So,
with that being said, what piece of advice would you give to young basketball players looking to play college ball in today's basketball world?
What is up, everybody? The top 8 summer camp download is here. Are you excited?
Yes.
Yes, are you really?
Yes.
Okay, why are you so excited? Got him. Anyways, it's here. So go to hoopchalk.com/summercamps and download your free copy of the top 8 summer camps that you should be doing this summer with your middle school baller. The top 8 basketball camps for middle schoolers, and some of them have high schoolers as well, but most of it's for middle schoolers. Go there to hoopchalk.com/summercamps and download your free PDF that shows you all the top summer camps and gives you our review of the ones that we've gone to and the ones that we've interviewed on this show. And hopefully, maybe we'll see you guys at some of the summer camps, right?
Right.
So again, go to hooptrack.com.
That'd be
kind of
fun.
That would be really fun. So if you see Moses out there at some of these summer camps, say, hey, what's up, Moses? I listen to your podcast. And he'll say, hey, what's up? And you guys have a good time. So anyways, go to hoopchalk.com/summercamps. Again, that's hoopchalk.com/summercamp and download your free summer camp guide for this summer in 2018. We'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
Well, first off is know your fundamentals. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to do the basic fundamentals really, really well. It kind of goes without saying, you got to be able to dribble with your right hand, dribble with your left hand, eyes up, change directions. You got to be able to shoot lights out. You know, a lot of kids who are coming out of Colorado, we don't see a lot of, you know, just dominant 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", mm-hmm. guys. I mean, Duran's probably the last one to come out and go to Indiana. But, you know, that's not common for around here. And so if you're going to want to make it to the college level, I don't care if it's at a D3 all the way up to a D1, an NAIA, you know, anything like that, I mean, you've got to have a certain set of skills. But along with those skills, you got to play. And you got to play all the time. And you got to play unorganized basketball, meaning you got to go to the gym. You got to go jump in and pick up games. You've got to be able to kind of learn the way how that goes. You got to go down to the park. So many kids these days, everything's so scheduled, and you show up to practice and you do this and you do that, and these kids need to go out and find themselves on the court, you know, because, you know, your coach's idea of how you play and what you're doing might be different from, you know, kind of how you view yourself. Well, you got to go to the park and find out what you're made of. Go to the rec center and find out what you're made of. And if your coach is right, then okay, maybe your coach has a good plan for you. But you got to go out and play. And you got to train and you got to play. But it's not easy. You know, a lot of kids say that, hey, I want to go play college basketball, but they're not willing to put in the hours and the effort and the energy of what it really takes to make it to that level.
Right. I like that, going playing unorganized basketball.
You know, like I said, I used to be at the gym, and my mom had the rec center on speed dial. Sure enough, my name would come over the intercom, and it was like, Matt, your mom wants you home now, and I'd be like, oh, I gotta go. We were always at the gym, you know, Friday nights, Saturday nights, we were always at the gym, just playing all the time.
That's very cool.
You now own your own Thank you, club basketball team. Did you play club basketball as a kid?
I didn't play as a kid. I played between my junior and senior year. I played for a group called the Denver Metro Stars, which doesn't really exist anymore. Yeah. But I had the opportunity of playing with them. Like I said, we had a great group of guys who were playing. You know, my club kind of came to me just as a natural progression in my life. You know, I was doing a ton of player development, you know, in my mid-20s, late-20s. I was working out with some of the best players in the state, you know, boys and girls.
Yeah.
You know, and I just happened to get some people who, you know, they wanted to start a team, and away we went. So, kind of messed around, went back and forth with all that kind of stuff, and then finally Elevation Basketball was born in 2012. We started right off the bat with 13 teams coming right out.
Wow.
Of the
game. Wow.
So, you know, we've always been one of the bigger clubs in the state. You know, our philosophy is go out and teach the fundamentals, teach them how to play the right way. You know, obviously when they get into the high school ranks, you're trying to help them pursue their dream of playing college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we treat our third graders just like we treat our 17-year-olds. You know, they need to know all the concepts. They need to know all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's kind of how Elevation functions and the way it's going. And quite honestly, that's the way I was brought up playing the game of basketball. You know, my dad had an expectation of me as a third grader, fourth grader to know what help defense is, know what a closeout is, know how to shoot the ball correctly, know how to pass the ball correctly, knowing that shooting the ball all the time isn't necessarily the right thing.
Right.
So, you know, and so that helped develop me as a basketball player.
Cool. So we're in summer camp month for youth basketball. Do you all offer any like summer camp?
Yeah, so here at the Institute, you know, at Mr. Big Shot's court, we got summer camps going on. We partner up with South Suburban for a couple camps, then we run our own camps. We have some, you know, beginner camps for those little guys who are just getting into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have some intermediate advanced camps for guys who, you know, just are looking for some competition, looking to the extra push. So,
nice.
You know, we have that going on in the month of June. You know, we're constantly having other programs as well. You know, we have a flight program where guys can come in and get their, you know, get their speed and agility going.
Nice.
You know, that's designed by Steve Hess here. And then, you know, also we've got on the court work where there's not a break. We're going to push you. You're going to go. You know, a lot of the flight program is just really learning how to work hard, because I truly believe learning how to work hard is now a skill.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's a lot of times easier to take the more traveled route of just kind of saying you want to be a good basketball player.
So
work ethic and learning how to work hard, you know, that's what we want to produce out of those kids.
That's beautiful.
So as a coach and mentor, what one thing / problem do you see as a common occurrence in young players today?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that young players are seeing the videos or seeing things that they physically just can't do. And then they're going out and practicing that, and it's the wrong thing to be practicing.
Right.
Like I said earlier, man, learn how to dribble the basketball, learn how to shoot the basketball, learn how to play defense, learn how to do those little things. And yeah, you know, I mean, some of the stuff you're seeing on the, you know, the Instas and Snapchats and the YouTubes and all that kind of stuff.
Ball is life.
Yeah, all that stuff you're seeing, man, that's top, you know, 1% of the basketball population, you know, out there. And it don't, you know, nothing away from those kids. They can play.
They're good.
But that's not what the normal kid needs to be working on.
Right.
You know, let's build fundamentals first. And then when you get to that level, okay, you know, put in the different kinds of step backs and the, you know, the hesitations and the, you know, all that kind of stuff that makes it all look really pretty and glamorous and get you a bunch of lights, right?
Right.
So, you know, that's my main thing, you know. And part of the thing, too, is parents see that as well, you know. And so parents come in with an expectation of, man, I saw this kid on YouTube or I saw this kid on Insta and he can do this and that. And I give the ball to their kid and they can't make a left-hand layup.
Right.
And you're like, okay, well, we got to start somewhere. And so sometimes, you know, parents aren't really willing to trust the process either. It's really important. It's one of those things where, you know, just like any basketball player, we all had to start somewhere.
Right.
And it just depends on how many hours you put in, you know.
Right. You know, it's funny because, you know, we were watching the Kansas game, right? And the guy, his mom told him not to.
Villanova. So the guy who hit the three for Villanova to win the championship, his mom would not let him shoot outside of the paint until I think he was in eighth grade. So
everybody has different methods.
To make sure
make sure you're shooting it right, because if you can shoot it right at 15 feet, you can shoot it right at 20 feet.
Yeah.
So you know, and granted, everybody loves the three ball, but you know, if you're only making, you know, 10% of them, you're not helping your team. You're hurting your team.
Right. Well, so As a coach, you know, what would you say, or like what one skill would you say is the skill that, if you had to only pick one, I mean, I'm sure there are lots of them that you say you
right,
have to do,
yeah.
But if you only pick one, what would you say is the one skill that players should focus on even right now?
Shooting.
Okay.
Shooting never goes out of style.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, if you can shoot the ball, and then, you know, that'd be one A, one B, and right. play a little bit of defense.
Right.
You know, you're gonna have a spot on your team. You
yeah.
know, shooting never goes out of style. At the end of the day, what do? We go and we look at the box score.
Right.
How many points did LeBron have?
Right.
How many points did KD have? You know, James Harden. Yeah, he got a triple double the other day, but he had 60 points, and everyone's
right.
like, "Dang, yeah. he has 60 points."
Right.
He
right.
did it on 30 shots, which is
right.
really impressive. They shoot,
right.
you know, and shooting never goes out of style. So, you know, for young kids and young basketball players, man, just learn how to shoot. Get in the gym. Get your 350, 400, 500 reps up a day. Learn how to shoot the basketball. Learn how to shoot it off the bounce. Learn, you know, I mean, those are the things that if you can shoot the rock, you know, you're always going to have a spot on the floor.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
If you could tell 12-year-old Matt something as he starts his basketball journey, what would you tell him?
Man, that's a good question. You know, to always continue to strive to be the best. You know, I think, especially in middle school, and I see it with middle school players around here, you know, they get told that they're the best. Oh, you're the best. Man, you're one of the best sixth graders I've ever seen play.
Right.
But, you know, not knowing that you're probably, if you might be the best sixth grader this one person's ever seen play, you might be, you know, number 532,000, you know, in line.
Right, right.
You know, so I think, you know, it's just continuing that work ethic. I always love to play. I always love to do it. But, you know, I think sometimes, you know, people, especially at that age, 12 years old, 13 years old, start to kind of read the press clippings a little bit and kind of get a little bit hype about yourself and you relax. And, you know, you always got to keep pushing and keep training. You know, there's times in my career that I was training hard. There's times that I wasn't training hard. And I was always playing.
Right.
But, you know, I think there's times that maybe I could have worked a little bit more on this one skill or a different skill. I mean, and you know, I had an unbelievable career. I had a fantastic career.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't yeah. trade it for anything. You know, but there's always that dream, right? There's always that dream of, and it, you know, or that what if. If I mm-hmm. would have trained a little bit harder doing this, would I be, you know, would I have been able to have a, you know, a stint in the NBA? Or mm-hmm. would I have been able to do this or that? You know, looking back, like I said, you know, I wouldn't have met my wife. I wouldn't have had my three great
yeah.
kids. If, you know, I wouldn't have landed at CSU. Mm-hmm. So, but at the same time, you know, advice to 12-year-old Matt, man, just get in the gym, bro, and work on your game.
Yeah.
You know, shooting's cool, but shoot with a purpose.
Right.
Playing's cool, play with a purpose. Go out and really go at it if you really love it.
That's very cool. That's right. You know, it seems to be, no matter who we talk to, they always say, you know, work harder. Everyone says, the one thing they would have said to themselves is work harder,
yep.
which is interesting.
Yeah, right. You know, it's interesting because it's always, you know, you look back and you've had, now that, you know, you're whatever age you are, you've had those moments in your life where you've had to work tirelessly to get to where you are and how,
right.
what you're doing. And then you always look back and you say, wow, was I working that hard all the time in my life? And I would say a lot of people in their lives mm-hmm. said nope.
No, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
there's always a time when they probably took a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is. It's work hard, because you only get one shot.
Right.
You don't get to go back to 12 years old when you get to 35 and say,
right.
all right, now that I know what I know, you know, I'm going to go do this.
Yeah.
No, just mm-hmm. listen to the people who are mentoring you and telling you, and they know. And,
yeah.
and if it, at that point in your life and you decide, man, that, hey, this isn't for me,
yeah.
you know, at least you learn how to work hard.
Exactly.
you
yeah.
know, because we're all not going to the NBA.
Right.
You know, so you learned how to work hard, but guess what? You might be the next big time Steve Jobs. You might
right.
be the next big time, you know, CEO. You
right.
might be, you know, the next guy who invents something unbelievable only because you learned how to work hard in the game of basketball. So
that's cool.
Life lessons.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So the camps are coming up. How do we get in contact with you guys as far as finding out information about
Yep, so to get camps. In contact with, to find out more about our camps, you can go to panoramasportsinstitute.com.
Okay.
To find out more about our club, you can go to elevationbball.com.
Nice.
You know, so there's a variety of different ways of getting a hold of us, you know. We have, you know, different hats that we wear around here,
course,
you know,
course.
But, you know, everyone's always really helpful. We're just here to make people better.
Nice. And I'll leave all the links at the bottom of the, in the description here so that everyone can take a look at those. Coach Brandon, thank you so much for joining us.
This is
really cool.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Next up, Austin Kelly from Hoop Group. Hoop Group actually has Bob Hurley there, which is pretty amazing. And Austin Kelly has coached Markel Fultz. Isn't that crazy, guys? Anyway, see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Hoop Chuck Basketball Podcast at hoopchuck.com.